Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hour number two on this Fireball Hot Take Friday. We are presented by Southern Bank of Tennessee, your bank for small business. Jake Lyman and Connor Newt filling in for Jared today, along with David Reed. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Fun first hour, chatting about the news that Wisconsin suing Miami over tampering, and we'll see what comes of that over the next couple of months, maybe a year. But time to move on to the Titans. Yesterday, Jared Stillman went back to his take that the Titans should possibly sit Cam Ward to start off his rookie season. And he's talked about this for a while, and I understand all the comparisons of a lot of the great quarterbacks have sat to start their career. But I think the difference is that who is Cam Ward sitting behind?
Bingo. The only way I would feel comfortable with sitting Cam Ward is if you have a solid veteran to start over him. Look at Drake May. Drake May sat behind Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
Want to go back further? Baker Mayfield sat behind Tyrod Taylor.
Right. Justin Herbert sat behind Tyrod Taylor.
I would have loved Tyrod Taylor here.
Me too. Great. He signed a 2-year deal with the Jets, sadly, though. Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Lamar Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco.
Yep.
I understand that the argument against this would be, well, they should have signed somebody like that this offseason. And I get that. And if you had done that, I could see the case for, you know, if you had signed, I mean, Sam Darnold wouldn't have done that for a 1-year
deal. Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Or Jameis Winston, even. Or Russell Wilson. Fine. You let that guy start for a year. I can understand the argument. But Cam Ward also isn't like a lot of these quarterbacks that you've seen. Like, he played 5 years of college football.
Right. And we're not, you know, sunshine pumping like a certain documentary will probably be doing here shortly. But I'm with you. The only way I'd feel comfortable benching Cam Ward, especially taking him first overall, is if he had a good veteran quarterback to sit behind.
I just don't get what the advantage of sitting him would be. You'd be sitting him just to sit him.
Yeah.
And sure, yeah, like he might learn a little bit watching his first couple games, but I feel like he'd learn a lot more playing in his first couple of games.
That's what Chase tells us all the time. The best way to learn is by doing. And I think by doing and throwing him out there, he's going to learn a lot more. We're going to learn a lot more of what kind of a quarterback he is.
And I think a difference with some of these teams, too, like you talk about Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, possibly two of the top three quarterbacks in the league, two of the top four quarterbacks in the league. Those were teams that were already competitive who traded up to get these guys.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs had just played in, well, actually they had just lost to, no, excuse me, they lost to the Titans in Patrick Mahomes' rookie season. When Mariota threw the touchdown to himself.
Right.
That was Alex Smith's last game with the Chiefs.
Yes.
But they were in the divisional round of the playoffs the year before. The Ravens with Flacco, they were always competitive. They brought these guys in because they knew they were projects. Cam Ward, I don't think he's a project quarterback. I think he's a guy who is pretty plug and play. Yeah, maybe he's not going. I'm not saying that he's going to jump in and immediately be a star, but I just don't think there's a whole lot he can learn sitting on the bench. He's going to learn a lot more going out there, taking snaps, and maybe making some mistakes, but it's going to be better in the long term for Cam Ward to be out there on the field.
Well, with the capital you passed up on and the place you took Cam Ward, he better be plug and play. Not to sound like Jared, but I'm with you. I don't think he's as much a project as people are making him out to be.
Right.
I don't want to say he's completely plug and play because we still don't know what kind of a quarterback he is and what kind of decisions he's capable of making on a pro level. But I do think he obviously has a lot more to develop too. But I think we kind of learned this throughout the draft process. He's the most refined quarterback prospect out there this year.
And Jared will talk about Anthony Richardson. I know he loved Anthony Richardson coming out in that 2023 draft. Anthony Richardson played, 12 college football games?
And he wasn't a good quarterback.
Right. He was drafted because of his tools, and the Colts should have sat him. Like, there was no reason to trot Anthony Richardson out there as early as they did.
They ruined him.
But Cam Ward's not Anthony Richardson. Cam Ward is not being drafted off of traits. He's being drafted off of his ability and what he's already done at the college level. He should be able to do that moving forward. And again, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect when he walks into the NFL, but he's played so much at this point. I think sitting him might even hurt him because it gets him out of the rhythm of being a football player.
Right. Well, I think he's got probably one of his biggest challenges in his debut game, and that's going to,
right, to Denver.
Maybe the hardest place to play in the entire NFL against one of the best secondaries in the NFL. I wouldn't judge him off of one game.
It might be bad.
It might be.
But I've said it before. Marcus Mariota and Will Levis had two of the greatest debuts for a quarterback of all time. They threw four touchdowns, no interceptions in those games.
Two of three to do it.
Right. Fran Tarkenton was the only other quarterback to throw four touchdowns. Neither of those guys panned out. You got to have patience with Cam Ward, but he's going to learn a lot this season. And I think by the end of the year, you're going to be saying, man, he made some mistakes early in the season, but we're starting to see him see the game slow down for him. And hopefully that's what works out by him getting his feet wet right off the bat and starting week one. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland is waiting. Adam, good afternoon. What you got for us?
Hey, Jay. So my hot take is that Jared's actually right on this. And I've got
really?
9 years. I've got 9 years of proven disagreeing with him track record. So, like, yeah, I think he is. Like, ideally, yes, you would like for him to be able to sit. Unfortunately, what Jared doesn't see is that we have no choice. Like, there is zero choice of putting in a different player in there. You're trying to get the stadium ready. Just like y'all said, this is a huge industry. Like, and you have to sell seats, and nobody's going to sell them better than Cam. He's got to do it. Ready or not, you have to go, dude. Like, you just said, you passed up, like, four huge picks to get him. So he's worth four players at least. So, yeah, you got to put him in there. I hate it because I feel like nobody – he's not ready. Our team sucks. If y'all want to pretend that Dan Moore is the savior – he was, like, the 32nd worst tackle last year, dude. Like, he is – it is what it is. But I think the whole team around Cam sucked. And I think it's going to shake Cam to get out there and start losing football games because he's not used to doing that. But we have no choice, man. Like, good luck. I hope we win games with him. I don't think it's a good situation to just trot him out there.
Appreciate the call, Adam. I get what you're saying. And, yeah, Dan Moore – I'm not counting on Dan Moore to be an all-pro left tackle. But even if he is – the worst starting caliber tackle in the NFL, that is still better than what the Titans were trotting out there last year.
And to his point, the Titans, we're not coming on here and saying they're going to win 10 games.
No, I don't think they're going to be good this year.
They're going to win five max.
I would say six would be a really good season for this team.
If you win six games and Cam Ward has a good season, I would be thrilled.
I think people are looking at Cam Ward as a project quarterback, which he is not. Like, he was not drafted because he's only got a big arm and he's fast and, you know, we can mold him into something. Like, yeah, he's got a lot to learn, but Cam Ward, I think what you see is kind of what you're getting. Like,
yeah.
That he has played, we went through it, like 60 games, 50, 60 games of college football. So it's not like Anthony Richardson or Trey Lance, who played basically just one season, and you needed to mold the tools that they had. Cam Ward has played a lot of football. I think he's got to keep playing football. I understand that the offensive line...
Yeah, a couple of texters on that.
Like,
one.
It's the offensive line is probably going to be average at best.
Yeah.
But
would you feel better throwing Brandon Allen out there? How much development would Brandon Allen contribute to your entire roster? Not much, right? Cam Ward, this season's about him. We've said this ad nauseum. Like it or not, like Adam said, you don't really have a choice but to throw Cam Ward out there. I'll say it again. The only way I'd feel comfortable benching Cam Ward is if he had a proven veteran quarterback to sit behind, like a Tyrod Taylor. Like a Jacoby Brissett, someone like Joe Flacco, someone like that. The Titans don't have that.
Right. Like Cam Ward is not Cam Ward is the best quarterback in that room. And honestly, I think the second he has one good game, he might be the most accomplished quarterback in that room. Like if he goes out and has a good game against the Broncos, I would pass Will Levis on that. I mean,
you know how many total yards in his career Brandon Allen has passing?
It's got to be really low, right?
1,100.
Yeah. So basically, four good games worth of passing yards.
Will Levis had more last season than Brandon Allen has had his entire career.
And I know people might say throw Levis out there, but you can't. You cannot start Will Levis week one.
I don't think you can play, you know, Will Levis.
Week one, you might be able to get away with it because you're on the road. But if the Titans announce the offense and they run them out on the field, the smoke flies, and they announce the offense week two against the Rams with everybody in attendance, and it's at quarterback Will Levis, all the boos will be.
All 10,000 fans in attendance will boo. Rain down boos.
I mean, it's not an option to bench him, and I just don't think it would be a good option.
I'm not convinced he'll be on the roster by that point.
Yeah.
But that's a different conversation.
It's a different conversation. I mean, I think Brandon Allen's the only other option you would have, and
he's not a starting quarterback.
Like, Cam Ward is a better quarterback than him. Cam Ward is not going to gain anything from watching Brandon Allen run the offense out there.
Right.
Let's go back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dan wants to join in. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Good to speak with you. Yeah, I want to add on just a little bit to what you've been saying about the offensive line. No, the reason no veteran signed during the offseason is they don't want to get killed. I mean, everybody said, till you guys just said what you said, everybody's running around going, yay, we fixed our offensive line. We have not. We got a bunch of no-name players that came in here, and it's going to be a brutal year again for any quarterback. So why would a veteran come here to get pulverized? Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dan. I don't think the Titans really pursued any veteran high-value veteran quarterbacks. Yeah. I think it was pretty much they knew they were drafting Cam Ward at that point. But also, to say that the offensive line is a bunch of no-names, I understand there's hesitancy around Dan Moore because he gave up a lot of sacks last year.
You signed an all-pro guard in Kevin Zeitler.
Right. Like, look at the other four guys that you've signed. And Dan Moore, I'm going to leave Dan Moore out because people think that his contract was an overpay, and it probably was.
Maybe will be.
But let's look at the other four. Peter Skoronski, guard you took 11th overall. Lloyd Cushenberry, if healthy, one of the highest-paid centers in the entire league. Kevin Zeitler, highly regarded all-pro right guard. And J.C. Latham, a tackle you took 7th overall. So to say the Titans haven't invested in the offensive line would be just flat-out wrong.
But to his point, I don't think the offensive line is fixed.
No, and
and people that are saying that it is are just wrong.
We're not going to know, and I think you err on the side of caution with the offensive line, given what we've seen for the past 3-4 years. But the Titans, I think, have done everything they can to try and make that unit more stable than what it's been the last couple of years. And I don't know what Dan Moore is going to be, but as Jared said when they signed him, he was a starting left tackle on a playoff team. Yeah. Those don't hit the market very often. I'm not saying he's going to immediately jump in and be Taylor Lewan, but if he can just be a fine left tackle, I think the rest of the offensive line is going to be greatly improved.
Yeah, we're getting called homers now. The blue Kool-Aid.
The blue Kool-Aid is...
You say the offensive line was good?
No, I didn't say it was good. I said
neither did I.
I said they're going to be average at best.
Average isn't good.
I said average at best, but average being the 16th best offensive line would be the best offensive line year the Titans have had since 2021. Since the year they were the number one seed in the AFC.
Which isn't saying a whole lot.
It's not saying a lot. But I think there is hope that this offensive line could be average this year. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your phones and your texts on Cam Ward. Should he start his career? Jared Stillman thinks maybe he should be benched. We think that he should be out there week one against the Broncos. We'd love to hear from you. Again, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, we're in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Tune in to Totally Hits, 93.3 on Sunday as the Nashville Cats take on the Southwest Kansas Storm in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena in the AF1 semifinals. Pregame starts at 4, kickoff at 4:30 with Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin. Coverage also available on the Totally Hits 93.3 app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. Com. Continuing our conversation about Cam Ward, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today on this Fireball Hot Take Friday. Jared yesterday said that he's not sure that the Titans shouldn't sit Cam Ward to start this season. I don't understand. I know some of our texters have pointed out the offensive line. 8771 says, yes, immediately throw the rookie QB out there in front of the most suspect offensive line in the league. That won't get him killed. We kind of have disproven that. Again, they haven't played together, and they could go out there and be horrible again. But in terms of investment, they should not be the worst offensive line in the league this year.
On paper.
Right. It's all on paper.
Everything's on paper. This is June. This is speculation season.
Right. And like Robert says, he says, we have no idea how many games the Titans are going to win. They could go to the divisional round or they could win one game. 100%. Like, no one knows. Did anyone think the Commanders were going to make it to the NFC Championship game last year?
No.
Not a chance.
No one thought Jaden Daniels would have the impact he's had.
Right. And I'm not saying that Cam Ward's going to do that. I said six games I think would be a solid season for the Titans if they win that match.
Jaden Daniels is an unfair comparison to Cam
Ward, I
think.
So is C.J. Stroud.
Absolute outliers.
Right. And for that to happen 3 years in a row where a rookie quarterback comes in and leads his team to the playoffs, I don't think that's realistic. But I think Cam Ward, as I said in the last segment, is going to learn a lot more playing than he is going to by sitting on the bench for three games before he plays. Because, again, this quarterback room, there's not a whole lot of experience in there. It's not like anyone's going to be imparting a whole lot of wisdom on Cam Ward other than, you know, I'm sure there's some things about how to be a pro and
right,
what to expect from NFL defenses. But it's not like you've got Drew Brees in there telling you all the great things that he did to be great. Like, Cam Ward is not going to learn a whole lot from Brandon Allen, Tim Boyle, and Will Levis.
I mean, it's just, I don't understand the notion we have going on here. You really want to trot Brandon Allen or Tim Boyle out there and let Cam Ward sit behind them and, quote, learn.
It's just not realistic.
I think Cam Ward would learn more on the field in this case than he would on the bench. There's no Alex Smith out there teaching Cam Ward everything.
Yeah. And
there's no other option.
Patrick Mahomes was also more of a project than Cam Ward. Like, Patrick Mahomes did not have a whole lot of success in college. He wasn't winning a lot of games. He threw a lot of interceptions. Like, Cam Ward, most seasons, wins the Heisman last year.
Put him a year prior to last year.
I don't know if that is a hot take. Is that a Fireball Hot Take Friday that most seasons Cam Ward's season last year wins the Heisman?
I'd agree with you on most part. I think if he played in Caleb Williams' Heisman season, I think he probably would have won.
Like, Travis Hunter had a historic season where he played both sides of the ball at an award-winning level. That doesn't happen most years. And Ashton Gentry almost broke Barry Sanders' record for most rushing yards in season. So, like,
it depends on the year. Like, I think he would beat Caleb Williams. I think he would beat out Bryce Young. But I think there are others.
Right. It all depends on the season. But to act like Cam Ward wasn't a successful college quarterback and he played a ton of football, like, he's ready to come in and start day one.
Right.
He is. And I did want to bring up, we talked about it during the break, Charles McDonald from Yahoo Sports put out his top 10 quarterbacks this year. And this is why the Titans getting Cam Ward right is so important. And there's a lot of problems with this list. But the top five, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, all in the AFC.
Yeah. And that's an accurate top five, I'd
right.
say.
Right. I think you could put Jalen Hurts in there.
I think Jaden Daniels may find his way.
Well, and the crazy part is neither of those guys are in this top 10.
Which is ridiculous.
Like, it's wrong. He's got Geno Smith at 8.
That's
which
wild.
This is a whole different point than I was trying to make. The full top 10, it's those five, then Stafford 6, Prescott 7, Geno Smith 8, Jordan Love 9, C.J. Stroud 10. So again, I don't agree with those top 10 quarterbacks, but the top five, I think it's safe to say that five of the top six quarterbacks in the NFL are in the AFC. If you want to compete in the AFC and somehow find your way to a Super Bowl, you have to have the star quarterback.
Yeah.
That's not true in the NFC, but in the AFC it is. And
how many star quarterbacks are in the NFC? Maybe Jordan Love?
I think Hurts
Hurts.
Hurts is the only surefire, like, top seven guy.
Prescott's got question marks. Love has question marks. Jared Goff, I think, is a solid starter, but he's not going to go out and, you know, take you over the hump.
In the NFC, you can get to the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy.
Right.
Jared Goff. Matthew Stafford.
Nick Frazier's guy. Kyler Murray.
No, Kyler Murray can't make it to the Super Bowl. But in the AFC, if you don't have a star quarterback, you're not going to have a chance. If you have to play Mahomes, Allen, Jackson in three straight weeks to make it to the Super Bowl, you're not going to out-duel those guys with Will Levis. Like, it's just not going to happen. Or Will Levis may be a bad example. I'm trying to think of, you know, Kirk Cousins or somebody like that.
George Plaster says we're dumb and we had to change.
You know,
thanks for listening.
Appreciate you listening. Cam Ward, today, this season may not be a good season for Cam Ward. Like, it may not be a Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud type season, but you have to let him play. You have to let him take his lumps. And, you know, if he stays healthy, hopefully next year he can hit the ground running. Even if he doesn't stay healthy, look at Joe Burrow. I'm not saying he's going to be Joe Burrow. But Joe Burrow tore his ACL his rookie season, then came back and led the Bengals to the Super Bowl in his second season.
And some of that is the pieces they put around him.
Right.
Like, he had Ja'Marr Chase. He's, honestly, if we're going on paper right now, this is going to be such a homer take, and Jared's going to hate me for saying this. On paper right now, the Titans have a better offensive line than the Bengals. There's my fireball take Friday.
The Bengals just don't invest in anything. As we've seen with the whole Trey Hendrickson thing. Skyler says, sitting Cam Ward is more about saving him from getting his ass kicked in weeks one and two. Let him start week three. But
what is there to gain from that?
Are we really going to treat him with, like, baby gloves? Like, if you thought he was worth the number one overall pick, that means you think he can go play at the NFL level. Like, what are we doing, sitting your quarterback against the tough opponents so he can play the easier ones? That's not how the NFL works.
Yeah,
I mean, I get the Broncos and Rams is not the ideal start to your number one quarterback, your number one overall pick stepping in. Maybe two of the better defenses in the league, Broncos for sure. You got Jared Verse on the other side with the Rams. But you can't just be like, oh, well, this opponent's hard. Let's not let Cam start this week.
It's just not how the league works.
615-737-1025. We'd love to take more of your texts and calls as we continue this conversation around Cam Ward and whether he should start week one for the Titans. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, filling in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. That was Jerlyn Davenport yesterday on the TD Power Hour with Jared. Jared talking about the impatience of fans wanting Cam Ward to start right away. TD said, for the wrong guy, that might be an issue, but he thinks Cam Ward is the right guy. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today. I just think that there's such an obsession with wanting young quarterbacks to sit, but it all depends on the player. Like, for some players, yes, it makes sense to sit them based on what they did previously and their traits and what they're ready for, but I think other guys, it would hurt them to sit. And we've had some texters saying that, you know, you only want Cam Ward to start for entertainment value. That's not true. I think he will get better from playing. And like TD said, it might not be this year. Like, it might not be perfect this year from Cam Ward, but the experiences and the mistakes he makes this year will help him moving forward. That's why you can't bubble wrap him against Denver and LA to start the season. Just say, you know, go against some of the easier opponents. He's got to learn.
Right. And texting on our text line, 753-3722, says if you aren't going to start him in week one, you probably should have taken Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
Right.
I don't think you could put it more perfectly than that.
Yeah, you turned down that huge trade offer from the Giants, and you took Cam Ward over two guys who, by all accounts, a lot of people thought they were better prospects than Cam Ward. You took Cam Ward because you thought he was your quarterback. And I just don't understand why sitting him would help when you're just sitting him for the sake of sitting him. Like, that's what I
think sitting him would be more for, quote, entertainment value
right.
than it's, starting him.
It's sitting him just to say that you sat him for a couple of games to let him get ready. Like, unless there is a reason to sit him, don't sit him.
Right.
If he goes through training camp and struggles and Brian Callahan says maybe he needs to marinate a little bit longer,
that's different.
Then that's different. But from what we've seen in mini camp so far and in the offseason programs, I don't think that he's going to be, you know, looking lost out there. I think there's going to be some welcome to the NFL moments for him.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to have those. It's like you can't bubble wrap him until you feel like he's ready to go be Jaden Daniels.
And here's what's good about him that you didn't see with the last quarterback that started for the Titans. He's willing to make mistakes. He said it himself. If he goes out and throws
a four-book game,
which has never been used in the history of football ever, if he goes out and throws four picks, he's still going to play like he's on top.
Right.
Because that's his cool, calm, collective confidence that he has. And I'm not out here, you know, sunshine pumping him saying he's the greatest thing since Steve McNair, but he's got that mentality that you haven't seen here in a while.
I think it's important to have realistic expectations with Cam Ward. You have to not expect him to be, as we said, Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, because those are extreme outliers, what they did in their rookie season. But he may not be Jaden Daniels, he may not be C.J. Stroud right off the bat, but I don't think he's Trey Lance,
yeah. Right,
who played 12 games of FCS football and then went straight into the NFL. Like, there's a difference between these quarterback prospects, and I think just saying sit him because other quarterbacks have had success when they sit first is just, it depends on the player, and I don't think Cam Ward is a player who needs to sit.
Yeah. Greg on our text line says, I thought we weren't just handing him the keys. I thought the goal was he has to earn a spot and has to earn that from somebody. Who is on that roster that he has to earn a spot from?
And they're not going to tell him he has the job. They're not going to outright come out to the media and say he has the job. The same thing happened with Jaden Daniels last year. Dan Quinn, I don't think, named Jaden Daniels the starter until the week of the first game. So,
but they also had quarterback depth of some sort. They had Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, Heinicke was with the Falcons.
Sam Howell.
And they traded Sam Howell to the Seahawks. They're going to do the same exact thing where everybody knows that Cam Ward's going to be the starter, but Brian Callahan will probably not name him starter until, you know, the Sunday before the first game or whatever it is.
Right.
I don't get what the advantage of sitting him would be because he's not Anthony Richardson. He played 50-plus games of college football. Like, he doesn't need to sit.
And he's the number one overall pick.
Right.
How many number one overall picks have sat?
This isn't like you took a project like Malik Willis.
Yes.
Like, this isn't Malik Willis who you took out of Liberty and knowing that he is a project who has a lot of great traits. You took this guy number one overall because he is a good quarterback at the NFL level, not just a guy who you think you can develop. Chris asked, what if they sit him and Levis goes 3-0?
They're not going to start Levis. So that's a scenario we don't have to worry about.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it. I also don't think you have to worry about them going 3-0. Why is it so wrong to say love the confidence and be excited? 3337 says, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of people who I think, I said this before the Titans drafted Cam Ward. I think a lot of Titans fans are scared of young quarterbacks because of the struggles they've had before.
Sure.
With Marcus Mariota and Jake Locker.
And that's a valid thing. But this is also the NFL. Like you said, we can't just sit him for a game because, oh, it might be too hard for him. He's got to learn, man.
And you look at those last two quarterbacks I mentioned. Marcus Mariota. Similar to Cam Ward, played a lot and had a lot of success in college. They started him right away. It didn't work out. Jake Locker, they felt, was more of a project. He sat behind Matt Hasselbeck, and it still didn't work out.
Right.
So, like, it depends on the player what they need, but whether they sit him or whether they start him, I don't think with Cam Ward is even going to determine how his career works out.
Yeah. Joel asks, what win total do you think Cam Ward needs to call it a successful rookie season?
I don't think there is one.
Yep. I was thinking about that when I read that. I don't think you can put a number on the wins. I think if he goes out and has a great season, maybe contends for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Again, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. I know some people will take that out of context, but I don't know. I don't think a win total would describe his season. I think his stats would do the talking.
Yeah, and I don't think you can really even focus a ton on what he does early in the year. Like, this is why I'm saying play him, because he has to make some mistakes. And I think maybe the first 2 months of the season, he might struggle. But what he does when you get to November, December, I think is going to tell you what he's going to be long-term, more than the first couple months of the season are going to be. Caleb says Cam and the Titans 11-6 this year. Book
Stop it.
I think that's a little optimistic.
I will not book that.
Maybe a lot optimistic. But, you know.
Decrease that win total by like six or seven games and we'll talk.
Again, 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in. Kyle in Shelbyville says, there's a perfectly good reason why we should sit Cam this season. This offense is going to be terrible and Cam will be learning bad habits. Defenses will have a 2 or 3 touchdown lead on him in the fourth and will be just be pinning their ears back.
Bad habits.
I mean, I don't know how you can say the offense is going to be any worse than it was last year.
Yeah.
Like, the offensive line, again, we talked about the investment that they've put into it. I think Ridley should be about the same as he was last year, a 1,000-yard receiver. Pollard should be about the same. Yeah, there's questions in the secondary weapons. Like, I don't know what Iamanner is going to be. I don't know what Chimere Dike is going to be. You know, the tight end group is kind of all over the place, but I still think the offense is probably going to be in a better spot than it was last year because the offensive line should be improved. So, you know, if you threw Will Levis out there, I think Cam Ward should have more success than Will Levis did.
Yeah. You're all over the place, by the way.
I saw that, yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Does Cam Ward need to sit or should he start right away? I think we're both on the side of, you know, not throw him into the fire, but he needs to make these mistakes.
The number one pick.
He's the number one pick. He's not a project. I think that's what people are misunderstanding is that they think Cam Ward is some like long-term developmental project. He's much closer to a Caleb Williams type prospect than you think. I'm not saying he's Caleb Williams because Caleb Williams was, you know, he was widely regarded as one of the best quarterback prospects to come out in a long time, but he's much closer to that than he is to Malik Willis.
Right. I mean, he's not 100% plug and play. You're going to get immediate results. He's got some developing to do because he's a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
But I think you're right. I think he's a lot closer of a prospect to a Caleb Williams or a Bryce Young than a lot of people give him credit for.
He was the number one overall pick for a reason.
Yes,
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll finish up this conversation coming up next. Coming up later on the show, we're going to look at the College World Series a little bit as Coastal Carolina and LSU get ready to square off in a 3-game series this weekend. And we'll take a little bit of a broader look at that of the SEC looking to continue its dominance, not only in baseball, but across all sports. And also, Game 7 coming up on Sunday. Pacers and Thunder. We'll preview that later on in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll wrap up our Cam Ward conversation coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Wrapping up hour number two.
Whoever labeled that as instrumental needs to have a
poor Jake.
We need to have a discussion.
He had no idea.
I was
come
very
in.
Confused.
Instrumental
I was...
mean.
Stillman and Company. 102.5.
We are taking requests, though.
Yes, we are. Send them into the text line 615-737-1025.
That might be the first time anyone has ever said that. Send in your music requests to the text line.
I kind of just want to see what people will send.
We're all over the place.
Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today. Here on this Fireball Hot Take Friday, I didn't think it would be as big of a hot take that Cam Ward should start week one, but
it shouldn't be.
It seems like a lot of people out there do want him to sit. I did want to mention, we just saw on ESPN, NFL Live's on right now, they said they're going to be broadcasting live from Tight End U next week, next Tuesday, at Vanderbilt. So Tight End U back in town, George Kittle's annual Tight End Summit.
We should put in with the suit, see if we can get out there.
I would guess all three Titans tight ends will be there, right? I mean,
I would definitely expect Gunnar Helm to be there.
I would hope Gunnar Helm's going to be there. I was actually going to mention that I think Gunnar Helm's development is going to be such a massive key for Cam Ward.
I've hammered that.
Because we've mentioned over and over on our Saturday show that edge rusher is such a big need for the Titans next year, even if Femi Oladejo is good, you still need another top-level edge rusher. Cornerback could be a big need. But eventually, the Titans have to invest in tight end if one of these guys doesn't work out.
Yeah. And, I mean, like we always say, like I always say, a rookie quarterback's best friend is a tight end.
I mean, Marcus, he peppered Delanie Walker for his first 2 years. So I would love to see Gunnar Helm work out. And hopefully he is at tight end you next week, because getting to be around all those guys has to be helpful for a guy who hasn't played an NFL game yet. I know Chig's been there. I think Wiley was there last year, too.
I know Chig.
I mean, if it's at Vanderbilt, you would assume it's the easiest thing to do is for all of the Titans to be invited. So hopefully we'll see those three out there.
Yeah. I mean, it does make sense that it's at Vanderbilt, because doesn't Kittle live
here? Yeah, George Kittle lives here. Best friends with Philip Forsberg.
I love seeing him at games.
I was half hoping when there was the little, like, when Deanna Russini put out that George Kittle was unhappy with his contract and
they weren't sure
that they were going to get done. I was half hoping there was a chance that they could get Kittle, because how perfect would George Kittle be as a guy to help out Cam Ward in his rookie season?
Oh, he'd be great. He'd be a great locker room guy, too.
Right. Immediately, I'm sure he gets the comp to Taylor Lewan in terms of personality a lot. Like, those guys mesh well.
Yeah.
And Lewan was a great locker room guy, at least after his first couple seasons. So, you know, it was a pipe dream. I don't think he was ever even close to leaving San Francisco, but he does live in Nashville, so maybe down the road there's a chance that George Kittle ends his career in the two-tone blue. But even if not, hopefully he'll be imparting some knowledge on the Titans' young tight ends this week or next week at tight end U at Vanderbilt. Anyway, finishing up our conversation on Cam Ward, we still haven't gotten to training camp yet. So all of this could be just completely irrelevant depending on what Cam Ward does in his first training camp. If he goes out there and is throwing picks every day and doesn't seem to have a grasp on the system, then I think Brian Callahan really wouldn't have a choice but to sit him. I just don't think that's what's going to happen. Based on what we've seen, Cam Ward seems to be on the right pace to be ready to start week one. And if he's ready to start week one, you don't bubble wrap him against two tough opponents just to sit him. He's got to be able to face those teams if he's going to be a successful NFL quarterback.
I mean, do you want to put him training wheels on? Hey, go play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Like, maybe I'm missing something, but has a team ever done that? Like, taking their – I know that, obviously, there have been times that a young quarterback has sat a couple of games and then come in week three, week four. But just been like, oh, we played two tough defenses our first 2 weeks, so let's not start him in those games.
You can't do that. This is a professional league. We don't baby people here.
And I know everybody says you're going to get him killed, but he has to go out there eventually, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're delaying the inevitable.
Right. Like, why not get him the reps? It does take time for the game to slow down. Why not start that process immediately instead of saying, you know what, Patrick Surtain's reigning defensive player of the year, Jared Verse, reigning defensive rookie of the year. Cam Ward doesn't need to know how to face those guys.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I would start him. Honestly, I'm in favor of him going out because he needs a challenge like that.
Right. And if he struggles... And I know we had Caleb on our text line saying he thinks the Titans go to the divisional round of the playoffs, but I don't think a ton of Titans fans have great expectations for this season in terms of wins and losses. So if Cam Ward does go out and struggles in his first 2 weeks and you start 0-2, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's better because he's going to learn from those experiences rather than watching Brandon Allen start 0-2 for the Titans.
Unless Cam Ward goes out there and throws six picks in two games, I don't think starting 0-2 would be a major reflection of Cam Ward as a quarterback.
No, I agree. I think the Titans, it's very possible no matter who's the quarterback, they start 0-2. But Cam Ward is going to improve a lot more from playing in those games rather than, you know, sitting with a clipboard and watching Brandon Allen lose by 20 in both of those games.
Yeah. I don't understand that narrative that people are trying to drive. Why? why are we arguing about this?
I mean, we'll find out soon enough. I just thought it was interesting because I did see there was some backlash on Twitter for Jared yesterday when he put out, you know, are we sure that Cam Ward should start for the Titans?
Where are those
one?
People for us today? I mean, God, we're getting eaten alive on here.
I mean, it happens. Jared,
thanks for listening.
It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday. So we came with, I guess, our hot take that Cam Ward should start week one.
I don't know how it's a hot take, but sure.
I mean, I thought TD said it best yesterday when Jared asked him about this, that for the wrong guy, it could be a problem to throw him out there in week one. But Cam Ward is the number one overall pick who's played 4.5 years of college football. He's ready to go. 1032 on our text line says either sit all year or not at all. I mean, I would honestly say if you're going to sit him at all, yeah, sit him for the full year.
Yeah. I don't think you can put him out there week six and expect results.
I just think if you're sitting him for a couple of weeks, it's just pointless. Just put him out there. Like Jared always says that the Colts should have gone to the podium with Anthony Richardson and said he's not playing at all this year. If that was what the Titans did right when they drafted him, sure.
Fine.
But
you need to sign someone.
Sitting him for two games just doesn't make any sense. Craig says, I think it's simple. If Cam can command the huddle and protect himself and not take unnecessary hits, he should play. You learn by doing. Perfect.
Bingo.
I think that's the perfect way to end this hour on Cam Ward.
On a high note.
Yes.
Thank you, Craig.
If Cam Ward can command the huddle and protect himself, he should play. You learn by doing. Well said, Craig, and that'll wrap up our conversation on Cam Ward starting today. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines, as always, are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Halfway through the show on this Friday, when we come back, we're going to get into the College World Series. Not being talked about a ton, but we've got a really fun championship series coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow with Coastal Carolina and LSU. The Chanticleers and the Tigers for the title. We'll dive into it next. The Chanticleers.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. But we will get to that as well as the wider conversation around the SEC and their dominance across college sports this year. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman. Hour number three coming up here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.